This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump will have a scorched earth approach to the GOP here very soon. I don't know if you guys saw the story where he told them stop using his name in anything that they're doing because they were taking advantage of it. So, in fact, let's cover that right now because I think it's important to understand what he's signaling with that. And I'm not close to the campaign at this point, but I have my ideas around it. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump have sent a cease and desist letter to the RNC demanding they stop using his name and likeness for fundraising efforts. The letters were sent to the NRCC, that's the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He's signaling, if you think you're going to profiteer off of me based on what you just did, forget about it. Man, it's going to be a big shakeup with the Republicans. They got McConnell, Mitch McConnell. It's looking like he's got some sort of debilitating disease. He may not make it through his term. That's what they're thinking. Trying to change the laws in Kentucky so the governor doesn't get to appoint somebody that's going to be his successor. And then Roy Blunt of Missouri, two rhinos that are leaving. But the Republican Party is going to change dramatically when Trump says no more. He said Trump and his new campaign team are cracking down on the use of his name for fundraising. He wants the organizations to stop, cease and desist. They said Trump was furious that his name had been bandied about by organizations that help Republicans who voted to impeach him without his permission. Trump, who made his fortune in licensing, has always been sensitive to how his name has been used to fundraise and support members, even while in office. I don't blame him one bit. I want you to imagine what the Republicans can raise without using Donald Trump. And then ask yourself this. What can the Democrats raise when they're not seeing Trump's name all over the place? Because if Trump is the type of person, if you use his name in a negative way, he's liable to sue you. I would love to see Donald Trump sue the Democrats for millions, maybe billions, because they go after him as a private citizen. He said the RNC sent out two emails on Friday dropping Trump's name. Here's what one of them said. First, asking people to donate and sign a virtual thank you card. President Trump will always stand up for the American people. And I just thought of the perfect way for you to show that you support him. This is according to the email. As one of President Trump's most loyal supporters, I think that you deserve the great honor of adding your name to the official Trump thank you card. Yes, that way they get your name. And then they keep fundraising. They get your name and they say, okay, this is a person that loves Donald Trump. So we'll consistently market to this particular person. See, when we fundraise, we're very clear. If you want to push back against BLM, 1619, critical race theory, and all this other racist nonsense, donate. If you don't, don't. If you want to support somebody that's attacking pop culture in a way that makes it fair for everybody involved, support what we do. If you want to see my voice get farther, do it. You know, we're very clear. Listen,
in support of President Trump, you could love Kevin Jackson. Because Donald Trump loves him some Kevin Jackson. You ought to love you some Kevin Jackson, too.
I would never do that. The second they said, urge people to hurry up and sign the card and give them money. So here's what they did. They said, sign up and give President Trump this thank you card. And then the next one, that's what they call the no ask. Then the next one was the soft ask. Hey, sign up and give President Trump a thank you card. Oh, by the way, do you mind giving us a dollar? And then the last one is what they call a hard ask. I have to be very clear to pronounce the K, hard ask, which is, you've signed the thank you card. Now let's go fight on behalf of President Trump and donate. So they're now telling you what to do. See, that's what they do. No ask, soft ask, hard ask. Now that's good, a way to do it. For example, we've got a thing coming up where we have helped, where we're in the forefront of something that's going to upend the education system, and we're working at it, and we're going to explain it. Then the second thing we're going to do is send you something, say, we've explained it, now do you want to help? And the third thing is going to be, do you realize how important this is? Which, by the way, it really is. Because we have a whistleblower who's already got a lawsuit, and she's blowing the whistle on the school system. And we have to make sure she's protected. So I've got legal teams looking into her case, hopefully getting one of my donors to say, I'll cover the legal bills. And then we're going to collect to make sure that she has enough money to survive when they fire her, because they will. But when they know that she's going to fight the good fight and she's in it for the long haul, then they won't be able to do anything about it, because she's going to see it through to the bitter end. And the bitter end ends badly for them, because she has all the documentation. You follow? See, that's the kind of stuff I've been saying to fundraisers people want to support. They don't want these little gamesmanship emails by the RNC, the GOP, and all these rhinos that don't give a rat's behind about you or your causes or anything else. That's why President Trump has jumped them. He said, the report said that insiders are privately saying that it would be impossible not to use his name because of how popular he is with the Republican base. Ouch. That's right. Trump, his signal to the Republicans, you're not going to kick me around. And let me tell you what comes next. Donald Trump will start raising money for his own war chest. And he will determine through a mega PAC, this is what I'm betting, he's going to determine who gets the Trump name, the Trump support. He will determine it. And that is when you know he's the power broker. Let me tell you, the RNC, the RN, Republican National Senate Committee, RNSC and RNCC, all of them, NRCC, they are all absolutely scrambling right now. There is nothing more profitable in fundraising than the Trump name. Nothing. And the Democrats are going to feel it, because they are the same way. They have to go against Trump, and they can't. It's going to be interesting, folks. Glad you're with me today. Glad President Trump did what he did. We got a lot more to talk about.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And desist. Trump sending a loud message to Republicans. Wow. That's worth thinking about, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Trump is saying to the Republicans and to the establishment, look at whose party this is. Look at whose country this really is. This is going to send ripples, shockwaves, through many of the establishment's nefarious plans to use Trump to raise money, yet be upset about, you know, I don't like Donald Trump. He's Donald Trump is terrible. If he's so bad, why are you using him for fundraising? I dare you, go back and look at any Republican, and particularly these rhinos, and see how much they ran on him. Even Romney would clean up his act temporarily. Well, you know, President Trump, he does do some things right here and there. And then he gets elected, and suddenly, he doesn't like him anymore. Ooh, I can't believe that people would support this man. And, you know, they go all crazy. But Trump is saying, okay, I'll tell you what. Do it without me. Glad you guys are here, folks. If leftists get their way, let me tell you something. We are eradicated from the future and even the past. I mean, if you're over 50 years old, leftists want you to forget how you grew up. Forget the America you knew, the one that you actually might be proud of. God forbid if you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s listening to the program. Well, I mean, I'm happy that you are because it means you're on terra firma. You're above terra firma and not below it. And we're getting to have a little fun together. But I'm just saying, if you're that age, you don't recognize this country. Do you remember Pepe Le Pew? Pepe Le Pew was the skunk that was in the Bugs Bunny commercials, and the Bugs Bunny shows, and he was always, every little breeze seems to whisper Louise, and he would chase this cat. a funny show. A very amorous skunk. And I remember as a kid, I used to think, boy, Pepe pours it on pretty thick. And you know what Pepe Le Pew taught this black kid? Don't be going up on women and being too aggressive. Hard to believe that a skunk cartoon would teach you that. Did I say skunk? I meant skank. Pepe Le Pew. Le Pew. I think Pepe's the reason why I wanted to learn French when I got older. Oh, man, but they want to get rid of Pepe Le Pew. They've already gotten rid of Deputy Dog. You can't talk about that. I forget, there's a new dog sheriff that's on one of these cartoons. You can't talk about that because we live in a cops killer culture, right? Cops out killing black people willy-nilly. Yeah, a whole 29 of them got killed in 2019. Because what? Why did they get killed? Did the cops say, you know what, we got a quota this year for 29 black people that are unarmed and we need to kill. Go find them. There's a bounty. No, they got themselves killed for the most part. Resisting arrest, doing something nutty. There's no Speedy Gonzalez. Gabriel, what's his name? A comedian. He's a chubby dude. Gabriel Iglesias, I think is his name. He's fighting for Speedy Gonzalez. He's like a millennial, maybe just older. I mean, Gabriel's probably, what, 40 years old or so? The chubby Mexican man. He's a funny cat. But he said, like, why are you trying to get rid of Speedy Gonzalez? Andale, andale, Speedy Gonzalez. I grew up on Speedy Gonzalez. Do you guys remember the Frito Bandito? I talked about this dude years ago. It's been years when I talked. You remember the song? I I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Cheetos corn chips and I'll be your friend. I don't know, was it? The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. I remember that. From 5, 6 years old. Let me tell you what I used to do. When we would leave church, literally every Sunday, my grandmother would give me enough money where I could go buy a bag of Fritos. And when they put the Frito Bandito as an eraser that you could put on the back of your pencil, I would go buy Cheetos just so I could get the Frito Bandito eraser. I know, I had a problem. I had to go to Frito Bandito's Anonymous. But that was the kind of thing. And I didn't think, oh, man, what a slap in the face to the Mexicans, to the Banditos. You know, Pancho Villa is rolling over in his grave over this. But this is the stuff that we're dealing with. They want to get rid of everything you stand for. I mean, what next? The violence in video games is okay, but you got to get rid of the Roadrunner cartoons because they're too violent. We might go dropping anvils on each other. Look, by the time I was 8 years old, I knew I wasn't going to drop an anvil on my best buddy or use dynamite to stop the Roadrunner. I was smart enough to...
Well, Kevin, you're obviously intelligent, but all children don't know this.
Unbelievable, man. What about the misogyny
in N-words in rap music, but you can't say anything that leftists deem hate speech. But you can talk about women any way you want in songs. You can talk about killing people in rap music. I just mentioned the violence in video games and stuff. But don't you dare say that you think that Joe Biden didn't win the election in the legitimate way. We will silence you, you criminal. That's where we are. Unbelievable world that we live in, peeps. And it's getting crazier. Why? Because I'm not going to get after us as a group of people. We know they stole the election. I don't think anybody anticipated the level of theft that was going to occur in this election cycle. I know I didn't. And President Trump warned us, and I would have thought he would have done more. But we're here. And now that we're here, my question to you is, what you going to do about it? That's the key. Pepe Le Pew has to go? I didn't even read the story. I only saw the headline. Let me tell you what else is happening. We'll get into it in just a second, but California retailers, when I tell you what they're wanting for them, it is going to blow your mind. The other thing I want to talk about is what's coming to you in terms of stores, not just California. I'm sure this has to be California, what I'm going to be talking about, because I can't think of anywhere else they would do this. But they label products by ethnicity, like black-owned, Hispanic-owned. So we're going to talk about that as well. But this is the crazy world that we're currently living in. And I don't want to say we brought it on ourselves, but if you don't get involved in the political game, if you fall asleep at the wheel, don't be surprised if you wake up in a ditch. And that's where we find ourselves. No Pepe Le Pew, no Deputy Dog, possibly no Speedy Gonzalez, no Frito Bandito. And I don't know what else they're going to get rid of, but they're looking, because leftism never stops.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is moving toward final passage of a massive stimulus bill. Democrat Whip Jim Clyburn, citing numerous polls, and says the American Rescue Plan enjoys overwhelming support.
It is supported by 75% of the American people, 71% of independents, and 60% of Republicans. This legislation is transformative.
But Republican Congressman from Virginia, Bob Good, argues the price tag is way too high.
Only 9% of the $1.9 trillion is even related to COVID relief, while 91% is for pet Democrat projects.
You can expect to keep paying more at the pump. The Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index bumped up by 4% in February. Gasoline prices continue to increase for the biggest annual gain. You're listening to USA Radio News. The State Department responded to the administration's decision to allow Venezuelan refugees who are already in this country to be given temporary protection. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The numbers are staggering of those Venezuelans who have already fled poverty, hunger, and the brutal repression of President Nicolas Maduro. Ned Price explained the reasons for the decision to give the asylum seekers legal standing.
To date, nearly 5.5 million Venezuelans have fled their homeland, while another 7 million remain in chronic need of humanitarian aid. Nicolas Maduro's repression, his corruption, and economic mismanagement have victimized these Venezuelans and produced this political and humanitarian crisis.
President Biden hosting the CEOs of Johnson & Johnson and Merck at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
Little wonder why I call Joe Biden Captain Demento. So the beef of this, is, appears to have forgotten his Secretary of Defense's name, Lloyd Austin. And, of course, this sparked the discussion about President Trump referring to Tim Cook as Tim Apple. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're growing. People are listening. People are paying attention to what we're saying. We joke about stuff, but there's a serious undertone to everything that we talk about over here. I just try to make it funny for you because I think that we need to learn how to laugh. We got to giggle like little schoolgirls. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Everybody's making a big deal with Biden forgetting the name. It was bigger than that. That's not one of those. Oh, because if Biden were smart, he'd go, somebody help me here. Lloyd, my Secretary of Defense. Lloyd. Yeah, holy cow. You know they're going to be joking about that. They're going to be talking about, Biden forgets. He could easily turn this around. He could make jokes of all of us by saying, yeah, they're always accused. Look, I'm a gaffe guy. I make gaffes. My brain thinks really quick. I'm way ahead of them. They never know. He could do it. He could pull a Ronald Reagan. He could make us all look stupid. Or he could just keep being Biden, which is a brain-dead moron. That's what the Democrats put into office, a brain-dead moron. A 78-year-old corrupt career politician who's accomplished nothing, who's a racist, who's a misogynist. He's all those things. And he's incompetent. And worst of all, he's got dementia. Everything this guy just did is a guy whose brain is not functioning properly. Look, we've all made those gaffes, but you catch them. Sometimes you catch them, sometimes you don't. But you could joke about it. At the very least, when I do it, because it happens all the time, I can tell you, oh yeah, I screwed that up, or I said this or that. No problem. The brain works much faster than the mouth moves. That's how you stay ahead of the curve. Especially if you're in media, you better be able to outthink your mouth. But anyway, they want to come back and look at what Donald Trump said. He's so stupid. He said he called Tim Cook Tim Apple. That's an easy one to look at. The president of Apple, he's talking to Tim Cook. He says, Tim Apple, big deal. What Biden did.
Oh, I want to thank you both. And I want to thank the former general, the guy who runs that outfit over there. He can't even figure out the Pentagon, who runs the military, who runs HHS. I don't know what this department, the Secretary of Defense runs, but that runs that outfit over there. I just want to thank the secretary.
And he doesn't know his name. Yeah. This, and what's funny, if Trump did this, they would be invoking the 25th Amendment, talking about, well, and there are Democrats going, you know what, let's take the nuclear weapon away from old grandpa there, because he doesn't need it. And then you got to watch, guys, don't take my word for it. Don't take Kevin Jackson's word for it. Watch the videos. This guy shuffles around. He's looking around for handlers. President my butt is what this guy is. And I'm going to go into something else, but I wanted to cover that because it was newsworthy. But I want to go back and talk about Joe Biden and all these things he was supposed to accomplish. You know, he comes into office. He's going to be responsible for keeping the old woo flu down to normal levels. We're going to hear the praises of the media about how he saved us all from the disease that kills so few of us. But let's talk about his cancer history. I'm not talking about Bo's brain dead, you know, dying of cancer because of his brain, you know, being eaten away by a crippling disease. That was what prompted Obama to say, I'm going to put Joe he's going to manage cancer. He's going to defeat cancer. So Joe Biden sets up a charity. And I want you to imagine if Trump's charity performed like Biden's, if Trump had said, I'll cure cancer, and then gave no money to the effort. But before we get to the facts of Biden's unbelievable results in not curing cancer, look at what he promised if Democrats got elected. They said he promised at a campaign event in Iowa that if he was elected president in 2020, the United States would cure cancer. And here's the article. The presidential hopeful, whose oldest son, Beau Biden, died from brain cancer in 2015 at the age of 46, was speaking at a campaign event in Ottumwa, one of the several that he had scheduled in the state. I've worked so hard in my career that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America. We're going to cure cancer. Oh, and here I thought the single most important thing to change America was the existential threat of global climate change. Biden has, they continue, Biden has long made bold claims about the fight against cancer, and he announces his cancer moonshot campaign during former President Obama's final State of the Union address. As campaign promises go, the ambition of this one overlooks a lot of complexities of the disease, like, for example, the fact that cancer is actually more than 100 diseases, and therefore not likely treatable with a single cure-all. Hey, let's not let the science get in the way of the understanding of the disease. This article goes on. In his prepared statements for another event, Biden prodded President Donald Trump over his previous comments about the disease, noting that Trump thinks windmills cause cancer. Now, let's go into Joe Biden and this cancer thing. This is from the New York Post. A cancer charity started by Joe Biden gave no money to research and spent most of its contributions on staff salaries. Federal filings show. The Biden Cancer Initiative was funded in 2017 by the former VP and his wife, Jill Biden, to, quote, develop and drive implementation of solutions to accelerate progress in cancer prevention, detection, diagnosis, research, care, and to reduce disparities in cancer outcomes. That's what its IRS mission statement was. But it gave out no grants in its first 2 years and spent millions on salaries of former DC aides it hired. The charity took in $4.8 million in contributions in fiscal years 2017 and 18, spent just over $3 million on payroll. The group's president, Gregory Simon, raped in, by accident, Floridian slip. Because, yeah, he raped the charity. Gregory Simon raked in $430,000 in 2018, according to the charity's most recent tax filings. Simon, a former Pfizer executive and longtime healthcare lobbyist who headed up the White House's Cancer Task Force in Obama's administration, saw his salary nearly double from the $224,000 he made in 2017. Danielle Carnival, former chief of staff of Obama's cancer initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Task Force, took home $258,000 in 2018. Keep in mind, folks, these high six-figure salaries that these people are making, this isn't all they do. The charity spent $56,000 on conferences, $59,000 on travel. The following year, the travel expenditure swelled to $97,000, and the nonprofit spent $743,000 on conferences. Now, check out this excuse on why Biden's charity didn't spend more money on actually fighting cancer. Accusations circulating in certain media outlets that the Biden Cancer Initiative raised money for salaries and conferences but did not dispense grants are rooted in basic misunderstanding of the organization's purpose, asserts the Cancer Letter, an independent weekly magazine. The fact-checking website Snopes has also labeled the reporting misleading. And here's what they say. It was never their intention to do all this other stuff. They say the Biden Cancer Initiative sought to put an end to the siloing of cancer research. It worked to support the work of the entirely different and much larger Bo Biden Cancer Moonshot, a National Cancer Institute program that Biden spearheaded as VP and continues to fund grants worth many millions of dollars each year, is what they're saying. Folks, this is all subterfuge. Don't believe a word of it. These people could care less about curing cancer. They care about fattening their wallets. That's the truth.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That's who can't do business together. Chinese people and Indian people cannot do business together. Because Indians cannot live without a bargain, and Chinese people cannot give you a bargain. Their objective is to get every penny from you, and ours is to keep every penny. There's a really bad power struggle there. I went to this Chinese mall. Some of you may know it, Pacific Mall. That's the wrong place for an Indian guy to go. I saw this bag. I wanted to buy this bag. I go, how much? I go to the Chinese guy behind the counter. How much? He goes, $35. How about 30? And Chinese people will never tell you no. They'll tell you no, the longest no you've ever heard in your life. Like you just said, the most ridiculous thing they've ever heard in their life. I'll give you 30. No. No. I can do $30. I sell you $30. Today you come, tomorrow I'll close down.
The great Russell Peters. Oh, man, that dude does an amazing Chinese accent. That's hysterical. But every time I play that clip or think about Russell and his comedy, and, you know, and he's being truthful, you know, Chinese are very good negotiators, you know. I sell you $30 and I close down. I can't do the Chinese accent, not like that anyway. But it makes you think about the fact that we've got a brain-dead moron who's now negotiating on our behalf, and he's completely compromised because they have so much dirt on his son. Where is Hunter's laptop? Where is the investigation into Hunter? Where is the investigation into the Clinton Global Initiative? Where is the investigation into the real corruption in Ukraine with Burisma, etc.? Where is the investigation into the Podestas and what they did with Russia? Where's the investigation into why Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch? And I could go on. We're never going to get the answers to this stuff unless we get a Donald Trump on steroids into the office. And that person exists. Look, I know people out there, they get mad at me when I say things like, no matter how good Rush Limbaugh is, no matter how good Donald Trump was, no matter how good Tiger Woods was, somebody in the future will come along and eclipse them. That is evolution. When I was designing computers, I will never forget this. We were struggling because, and it is the top engineers in the world, and I'm not saying I was one of them, but we're struggling with how fast can we take, I was designing supercomputers with, you know, on a team, and we're looking at how fast can the microprocessor actually go, okay, and how much capacitance, you know, was going to limit that. I'm not going to get into the technical aspects of it, but you can't have a lot of capacitance because you have a latent, you know, you have latent energy there that's waiting to flip a circuit. So anyway, we guesstimated that 4 megahertz was the fastest that a processor would be able to go, theoretically. You want to know how fast processors go? Yeah, gigahertz. Gigahertz. And we were talking about what kind of decoupling, how much capacitance, because it was just a physical impossibility. We were giving ourselves all these limits. Blasted right through them. So here's my point. We think, oh my gosh, that's the limit. That's the best we can do. And then we blow right through it. Look, I'm all for our icons. I'm a Rush Limbaugh fan. I'm a Tiger Woods fanatic. I mean, I'd love to have his kids' golf game. All right? And many others that do amazing things. But there were people that thought Arnold Palmer's records would never be broke, or Ben Hogan's, or Sam Snead's, or whatever. Give me your record and I'll tell you somebody, oh, they'll never be that. We're going to get through this. But here's the thing about us. At least we know how to recognize good talent. I don't know who's the top dogs in China. Xi is the prime minister, the president, the leader. I don't know what he's declared himself these days. But I'll tell you this, they're laughing at the one that the Democrats put into place. The Chinese party wants Joe Biden to roll back President Trump's policy of supporting Taiwan. You want to talk about a cancer? You want to talk about having to cure cancer? The cancer for Joe Biden that he's going to have to cure is the cancer of China. See, that's the real cancer for him. Those are the people that know every little gory detail about Joe Biden and everybody who influences him. See, it doesn't matter about Biden. He's done. It's what do you know about those people? Swalwell. What do you think the Chinese know about Swalwell? This is a man who was sleeping with a Chinese spy. He was getting played. Swalwell should have known that that little Asian girl had no interest in him. Look at that guy. The biggest nerd on the planet. He's like, you see my new girlfriend, Queen Lee, Queen King, whatever her name was. She had no interest in that big bubblehead rascal. Man, Swalwell, look, I don't know what people like in terms of, you know, if you're a girl and you're going to pick a dude, is Swalwell it? Is he the guy? Maybe I'm just not seeing it. Maybe I look through those jaundiced heterosexual eyes of mine, but I don't see it. He's the biggest nerd. He's that dude that wants to be, he's like Al Gore, you know. Maybe there's a woman that wants to look at him and feel like he's a handsome guy, but this minute he opens his mouth, you're like, he's a big old goober. Swalwell. Anyway, the Chinese have so much dirt. And all the people in the periphery that they don't care what Biden wants. They manipulate the people around Biden. They got the dirt, man. I got to tell you, there are times where I just want to go over and befriend the Chinese and say, just show me the dirt. Really, man? I swear, I won't say anything. I won't name names. I'll be like that girl in Hollywood who was with all these megastars. And she wrote a book. What was the book called? I forget. Not Gold Digger. Anyway, she wrote a book that just everybody's like, oh, I know who that is. I know who that is. But she didn't name any names. So she didn't have to get shot. Didn't have to get killed. I would go to China just so that I could say, take me to the secret room and show me the dirt on Pelosi. You know, show me the dirt on Schumer. For the record, you don't even have to look for the dirt on these people. They're corrupt in front of your face. Pelosi, her wealth, how she got wealth is just a matter of public record and would put in, most of us would be in prison. All of us would be in prison if we did what she did. But anyway, yeah, China is Joe Biden's big cancer because they know all the secrets. They already have Joe. They got his son. They have his daughter. They got everybody. They have him completely, you know, by the yin yang, as we say. And then they got everybody around him. So if ever Biden decides he wants to get tough, he's got to ask for permission. If he wants to get tough on China, he can't just like arbitrarily say, listen, like Trump would come out and say, our trade with China, China is ripping us off. They're not going to rip us off. They're manipulating currency. He came right out. And that's why the Chinese hated him. They're like, this dude, he exposed everything we do. We must get rid of him. He exposed everything. That's my, see, I can do that, the Cantonese accent better than I can the Mandarin. But anyway, they're demanding that Biden roll back Trump's policy of supporting Taiwan. And I said, when Biden got elected, I said, the two countries that face the biggest backlash here are Israel and Taiwan. Because Joe Biden is going to empower Iran, number one, and China is going to look at this as, well, we can take back little Taiwan. So, according to the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, President Trump's support of Taiwan is, quote, a dangerous practice that the United States must move away from. What do you think Joey Demento is going to do as the pressure mounts? If China is going to make a move against Taiwan, let me put it this way. It will happen in the next 4 years. Probably before that. Maybe they'll even let old sister girl get in after Joey Demento is declared incompetent by the 25th Amendment, and they'll test her, and she will fail as well.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.